You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Last week on our long and short segment, our Kimberly Adams alluded to this next story, a big change in the way retirement systems work and retirement accounts are regulated. This week, the Labor Department came out with a rule they've been working on for a long time, tightening what's called the fiduciary standard, meaning someone who's acting as your financial advisor for many types of retirement accounts has to put your best interests before theirs. It's a little complicated, so we brought on Jill Schlesinger to explain. She's a CBS business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Welcome back.
Great to be with you.
How does this all change?
So the big distinction that's happened here is that there is different standards of care applied to financial professionals, basically two different types. One is that investment professionals have to be providing advice that is suitable to their clients. What's suitable? It means, look, whatever I sell you or advise you to do, it has to be appropriate for you, but it does not necessarily have to be in your best interest. The other standard is called the fiduciary duty, and that means that if an investment consultant, a broker, an insurance salesman recommends that you take some action in your retirement account, he or she has to basically say, this is in your best interest. This is really the best thing for you to do. And you can see the difference. It really seems subtle, but actually the public always thought that investment professionals were held to fiduciary, and they weren't. So now we're just saying, look, everyone thinks you're giving the advice that's in my best interest. Now we're just going to hold you to it.
How will that play out on a practical level for most people?
The person at the other end of the line is going to have to say to you, well, first of all, we need to have a conversation here about what else is going on in your life, right? I got to know more about you before I can give you advice. And if after that conversation, the person says, you know, based on our conversation, I think you should roll over your old retirement plan into an IRA rollover account, I have to fully disclose why that's the advice that's in your best interest. I also have to tell you if I'm going to get paid a fee for doing that. And I also have to make clear whether that is a move that is going to either cost you more money or less money than what you have currently. And there are certain exceptions and carve-outs for this, but generally speaking, if you think about it, it's like going to the doctor and saying, you're going to tell me the best course of action for me. That's what you're going to do, right? And you're also going to disclose if you get paid for me taking that action or not and what that fee is.
So is there any way in which this is not a win for consumers?
There are critics who have said from the financial services industry, and they spent millions of dollars lobbying against this rule, that the new rules will be so onerous, they'll have to hire tons more compliance people, they're going to have to really beef up all of their systems, and that's going to cost them money. Therefore, they may not be able to actually service smaller accounts. So they really took the stand that this new standard would be bad for middle-class Americans with smaller retirement accounts.
Do you think this new rule is going to save consumers money?
Yeah, I think that the money, it's so weird. Like, for me, the money is not the biggest issue. And we've talked about this with a lot of people in the industry. But I think the cost of investing is going down. And that is the democratization of the process. That's fantastic. But the cost of advice has always been steep. But what I do think it is very important here is that this rule really starts to clarify the role that this important advisor, salesperson, whoever, is playing in a person's life. And I can't stand the industry's position that, you know, oh, this is bad for the investor. I take the other approach. Tell me what other profession does not think putting the client's interest first is tantamount to that trust relationship. It's no wonder that the industry has a bad rap. If they fight so hard about putting our interest first, we really should be suspect.
This is a huge change. This rule was worked on for years. Can people just go, okay, I'm in good shape now?
You'd like to think that, but I really think this is akin to your health, that you go to the doctor and, you know, as much as we complain about it, we do take responsibility for our own care. And you really do need to ask questions of the person who is providing financial advice. And the easiest one to ask is, are you registered as a fiduciary? Are you held to the fiduciary standard? But the other is, if you don't understand something, you don't just sign your life away. And if you've got a weird feeling in your belly, you don't do it.
Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill.
Great to be with you.